Jack Wilson, Josie Bagani on the huddle. Issue number two, first to you, Josie. You love this one. I suspect you'll love this one.
In Australia,
there is this proposal for a death tax, inheritance tax, common in OECD countries, to be fair. And do you think this is fair or not? I think they're looking at $5 million. Over $5 million, you pay 35% or something like that.
Yes, so that's not going to be many people, is it, Harry? I just look at the entire tax system, and I think if you're not taxing wealth, let alone inherited wealth, then you're saying that everybody else, all of us who earn income and pay tax on it, have to take the lion's share of paying tax. And why on earth should you subsidise people who make their money from inherited money or from assets like houses, where they don't pay any tax either on that capital? Why on earth should income wage earners pay all the tax? Cut income tax and tax wealth.
All right.
That just seems fair to me.
Yeah, I thought it would seem fair. Okay, Janet. So I mean,
I'm sorry. I've got to jump in on this one. What if the person who made that wealth came from absolutely nothing, made it off the sweat of their brow, wanted to pass it on to their children, and then when they are 10 feet under in the ground, suddenly the state comes in and says it's not 35% actually, it's 40% we will take off you. That is an outrage.
If you think about it, though, you're talking about over 5 million. So for most people who are leaving money to their kids, they're not going to be paying it. But if you've made it, if you bought a house in Auckland and it's worth $2 million and you die and you leave it to your kids, you haven't paid tax on it. You've never paid tax on the income that you've made from that asset. You bought the house for, let's say, $100,000. You give $2 million to your kids, in effect.
No, it's not tax free.
You've paid bloody tax.
We've paid tax when we earned the money to pay off the mortgage in the first place, have we not? You just want to triple tax us on the way through.
No. If you make money on houses in New Zealand, we're very rare in the world, well, you don't pay tax on it.
Have you not been to London? Lately?
Well, I'm talking about this. This has been mooted in Australia, a place that is so highly taxed that people apparently, even when they die, they want to have a go at them. If they did that here, I think there would be open revolt. I'd much rather have a capital gains tax than a death tax. Death taxes are philosophically repugnant.
But if you're saying it's a double tax because people who've made their money out of the brown, they've made millions.
But they've paid tax on those millions too, haven't they?
You've got to think of the person who's taxed, not the money as such. So you've paid tax on that when you made your money.
It's mine.
Then you give it to somebody else. It's the first time that they've paid tax. So you can't say that's a double tax. It's a death tax or an inheritance tax.
They are repugnant.
Yeah.
Because money is already paid on it.
It's interesting, actually, but the left and the right, they don't like this. It's toxic. And you brought up Labor. They embedded that inheritance tax in their capital gains tax policy, didn't they, Josie? You know that. I know that. They tried to sneak that through.
But I can't see how you could find it repugnant that somebody who inherits money and pays we're talking over $5 million here. So we're talking
In parts of Auckland and parts of Sydney,
you can get up to $5 million with your property quite quickly. And you may earn 2 and 6, but you still have to pay that tax, which is a tax on you, on your estate, not on the kids who get it. This sounds like the tax of envy from you.
No, but if you look at the New Zealand context, if you've never paid any tax on the money that you make from buying and selling houses, so you bought your house for $100,000, you sell it for $2 million and you give it to your kids in an inheritance tax, you've never paid any, no one's ever paid any tax on that. So why should income earners, wage earners, who are never going to have...
Well, that's their principal family home.
Aren't better ways of taxing, say, a financial transaction tax? Aren't better ways of taxing maybe going through to places like Google and Facebook New Zealand and getting them to pay the real taxes that they should be paying in the first place?
Oh, now you're talking. I agree with you, Janet.
Oh, anything. willing to grab money. Yeah, you're a money. Anyway,
oh, no.
No, that's fairer.
I need to
unless
make.
You, look, Larry, just for, unless you think that people, we've made enough wealth in New Zealand that we don't actually need to worry about the wage earners of today making the wealth of tomorrow, why shouldn't we give wage earners right. and people who pay income tax a bit of a push?
Well, anyway, so Australia's a much bigger country than, we're talking about 5 million in Australia. Who knows what it's going to be? It's less than that in the UK. It's £1 million. It used to be £335,000 or something like that, 40% wealth tax. Who would know when it came into this country what the threshold would be and what percentage you would pay? And I'll say this. Watch this, because this will come here eventually. It's just a matter of time, and it's just a matter of time before politicians start means testing the pension as well, like they do in Australia. Do you agree, Janet?
No, I totally disagree with means testing. That's why we don't have elderly people in poverty here, and we encourage people to save. But
taxes like the death tax and the inheritance tax are really a bonanza for the accountants around any country that introduces them. It means that suddenly you're getting tax avoidance schemes, you're getting trusts, you're getting all these things to hide your money away.
That's right.
There is not a fair way of actually paying that money.
Deal with that, but the principle of people who make money, who drive around in a Maserati and declare no income whatsoever because they don't earn wages.
Terrible, a Maserati.
Terrible. Yeah. Why shouldn't they pay tax on the money that they make? We pay tax. No, they don't. Not if you buy and sell houses.
I'm not presuming that the people who have $5 million net worth in Australia actually do that. I'm presuming that maybe they do pay tax and have done it all their lives.
That's right. Anyway, issue number three. Issue number three, Josie, got to move on. ACT wants to extend three strikes law to burglaries. Three burglaries mandatory, 3 years jail, because, I think their clearance rate, solve rate is under 10% or something like that. Anyway, it's been blocked by the Greens in the House today. What do you say?
Well, the three strikes legislation, when it came in and when it's come in other countries, only passed across a political spectrum when you allow judges discretion. And the reason that you allow judges some discretion is that if you've got cases where suddenly you're on your third strike and you end up having a life for filling a pizza, that's just daft, isn't it? A judge has to have that kind of discretion. So if you're going to remove that... you are going to end up with people going...
Well, it was specifically for burglaries, but Janet, we saw this murder today. This guy got 13 years for bottling an old man.
Down in Hamilton.
Yeah, and he could have got life without parole under the... It was a second
under
strike.
That.
Yeah, he could have.
Yep.
But it was manifestly unjust, apparently, that sentence.
Well, it was manifestly unjust, because here was a guy who up until 2009 was in the New Zealand Army, and it was only at that stage that he started displaying mental health disorders. I think the judge in that case did the right thing, did exactly the right thing. He used his discretion, and thank God for that law, that's the way it's being applied.
I think they should appeal. He went in and bottled the guy. As I said before, the label of the whiskey bottle was still embedded in his head when the cops found him.
Yes, it was premeditated. Yes, the man who he killed was only 49 kilos, and he told people that he was going to do it. But the as the judge said, the actual violence was lifting his arm and bottling him over the head.
Well, that's violence.
Yes, it is violence.
That's
You're
a very
right.
high degree of violence, Janet. Anyway, thank you. Thank you, Josie. Good to talk to you. Josie Pagani and Josie Pagani and Janet Wilson on the huddle.
Josie.
It is now 6 to 6.
News Talk ZB Auckland, time saver traffic.
With the warehouse's massive home savings on the southwestern heavy but moving northbound between Massey and Mangere Bridge. Southbound there is a tower for the Southern Link. The run from the city to the airport, 51 minutes. The northwestern heavy but moving westbound Newton to Royal, 35 minutes. The northern moderate to heavy northbound between Tristram and Sunset. Citybound, it's heavy but moving between Esmond and the bridge. 30 to 60% off a huge range of homeware until Sunday at the warehouse. From the time saver traffic centre, I'm Bridget Hasty.
Talking to Sean Boyd of Snolo Sleds, who has invented a high-performance snow sled that he's taking to international markets with support from his bank, ANZ. Sean, where did the idea for a sled business come from?
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me. I've always wanted to ski or snowboard, but I could never get it to look or feel the way it should. So I came up with a sit-down version that offered the same sort of thrills.
Fascinating. So what happened next?
I perfected a prototype over many years and got an industrial design company involved and came up with a finished product.
What was the response like?
It was incredible. The international media scooped it up and it was all over the place. But unfortunately, I didn't have a website or stock to get it to market.
What was the biggest problem you faced in maximising all this attention?
It was getting the capital to be able to produce stock, to be able to fill stores and sell online and get the website running. And fortunately, ANZ were the bank that came up with the goods for me.
You had a lot of support from ANZ and your local business banking manager?
Absolutely superb.
Thank you, Sean. If you want to see how ANZ can make your business dream a reality, find your local ANZ business banker. Search online for ANZ Business Banker. Again, online, ANZ Business Banker.
We make sure you get what you want with City Nissan, the Nissan experts.
City Nissan Takapuna are the Nissan experts with a team that are proud to have been delivering Nissan service excellence to Auckland from their Takapuna dealership for over 50 years. Don't miss out on the Big One sale. 1% finance over 36 months with zero deposit across the entire Nissan range at City Nissan Takapuna. Lending criteria and conditions apply. City Nissan Takapuna, 159 Wairau Road, for the very best in Nissan vehicles, parts and servicing.
Larry Williams, Drive.
Rachel Smalley, KPMG Early Edition tomorrow, 5 a.m. Hello, Rachel. And
hi, Larry.
The Aussies are looking to legalise the cultivation of medicinal cannabis.
Yeah, they are. So, and this is what the government is looking at. They're trying to tap into an export industry that's worth, well, they say that the painkiller market's worth about $2.7 billion. And there's this global demand to treat chronic pain. So they're looking to cultivate marijuana for, you know, cannabis for medicinal use. So there's, I think there's about 20-odd states in the US who are already doing this, and I think there's a similar situation in Canada. But Australia's looking to do it. Their Minister of Health says, which I think is brilliant, this is exactly the type of innovation a Malcolm Turnbull government is looking for. So the government's right behind it. I think they actually grow poppies. They're already doing pain relief work. They grow poppies in Tasmania, I think. They're already exporting pain-killing drug raw products, if you like. So now they're looking for medicinal cannabis.
Okay.
So we'll look at that tomorrow.
Thank you, Rachel. Rachel Smalley, KPMG Early Edition. It is now 2:26.
Buying a gift for someone? Think outside the square and gift eye LASIK laser vision correction. Help them get rid of their glasses and contact lenses. For their free suitability assessment, call Eye Institute 0800 99 2020.
Make your Valentine's Day special with something they'll love from New World. Like Lindt Lindor pouches, Capri roses or Nestle scorched almonds, just $4.99 each. And Mum Cordon Rouge champagnes, now $34.99 each. Only at New World. Sizes, limits and exclusions may apply.
We make sure you get what you want with City Nissan, the Nissan experts.
City Nissan Takapuna are the Nissan experts with a team that are proud to have been delivering Nissan service excellence to Auckland from their Takapuna dealership for over 50 years. Don't miss out on the Big One sale. 1% finance over 36 months with zero deposit across the entire Nissan range at City Nissan Takapuna. Lending criteria and conditions apply. City Nissan Takapuna, 159 Wairau Road, for the very best in Nissan vehicles, parts and servicing.
Lumino the Dentist is offering half-price dental exam and x-rays for all new patients. Call 0800 Lumino or lumino.co.nz for participating practices. At 25 locations across Auckland, Lumino the Dentists. Love your smile.
Been out in your boat fishing lately? Close your eyes. We'll take you. Radio. Just let us know where you want to go. And we'll take you there.
TNT Children's Wear final summer clearance is now on.
All summer fashion / to clear.
With every printed tee, 1 to 10 years, now only $3.99 or less. Everything summer must and will be sold. With prices starting from just $2.
Only at TNT Children's Wear.
Ideas are shared when business is sorted. And Spark's Ultra Business Share Plan makes that easy. With 10 gigs of mobile data, plus a free Wi-Fi hotspot that lets you share that data with up to 10 devices. Free for 3 months. So wherever you're working, you can jump online and share. Go to spark.co.nz/sorted. Offering